Helljumpers, Epilogue, Part 3. Outside the Pelican, they could see a dark blue shield being cast around the craft.
Come out slowly and surrender! We have thee surrounded!
Luna thundered in the Royal Canterlot voice. The pony sitting in the craft seemed to get really uneasy, as the Princess of the Night was shouting at them.
I've got this,
Twilight said, as Scootaloo unstrapped herself and ran out back.
You're not going anywhere without me,
she told the purple alicorn. Behind them, other ponies also unstrapped themselves.
I think the rest of us would like to get off of this thing as well, Twi,
Applejack said, as she was a bit wobbly on her hooves.
I don't think Earth ponies were made to ever go that fast.
I guess not,
Scootaloo said sheepishly.
Come on, let's surprise the princess before she realizes it's us.
Twilight nodded in agreement, and walked out of the Pelican with Scootaloo.
What's wrong, Luna? Did we park in the wrong spot?
Twilight said teasingly to the blue alicorn. Luna's expression immediately changed, and she dropped the shield.
Twilight Sparkle, Scootaloo Hurricane! We are sorry, we hadn't expected thine arrival to be so... sudden.
Twilight chuckled.
Well, you got back at us. Your scrying spell messed with our moss system, making it think we were about to be destroyed by a missile.
Scootaloo scratched her head.
That's what the red lights and the sudden turn were for.
Luna looked slightly guilty as she realized why the craft had started flying strangely after she had started scanning it with her magic.
We are sorry if we scared that much,
she said, as the other ponies exited the Pelican.
We see thine has brought more ponies?
Twilight looked back at the group that had just left the Pelican. The Earth ponies looked really glad that they were back on solid ground.
Yeah, we can carry 15 ponies with us in the thing. Probably more if we bunch them up a bit.
A bright flash suddenly lit up the clearing as Princess Celestia teleported in.
Sister, what's going on?
She asked, as her mane looked extremely disheveled, probably due to her being just awoken for an emergency. Every pony except Twilight and Luna bowed for the Solar Princess as she took in her surroundings.
Tia, your mane's a mess,
Twilight said with a smirk. Celestia looked down at her students, her expression going from confused to glad, and finally to playful as she realized who was standing in front of her.
I thought Rarity was the fashion experts,
she replied.
I read a book on the subject,
Twilight shot back, getting a laugh out of both princesses.
I'm glad you're back, Twilight,
Celestia said as she drew the pony into a hug.
Believe me, I'm glad to be back,
Twilight replied.
I've got quite the story to tell, but I want to pick up my parents first. They've waited long enough.
Celestia nodded.
Princess Cadence, your brother, and Shining should be there as well. They wanted to be together as a family for heartswarming. I guess I should go complete the set then, shouldn't I?
Twilight said, while she released the hug.
I'll bring them back here within the hour. I'll get a room for us to sit down where you can tell your stories,
Celestia said. As she looked at the other ponies' presents, she realized that they were all still bowing, and no one had told them to rise.
You can all stop bowing now. Guards, there is no threat here. You can all return to your posts.
The Thestrals looked at Luna, who nodded in approval, before they all flew off.
For the rest of you, you can follow me. Princess, Mom and I also have to pick someone up,
Scootaloo said, as she looked up at the white alicorn. Celestia also nodded at her.
I'll let the guard know to let you through,
the princess said. Scootaloo wanted to walk off with Octavia, but was picked up by a magenta aura and pulled back.
You're not walking through Canterlot in armor. Put your dress suit on. That's an order,
Twilight told the filly, who grumbled in acknowledgement.
Good. I'll be back in an hour,
Twilight said, as she walked off in the direction of the gate. Twilight was walking through the snowy streets of Canterlot, her beret fixed on her head. She could have flown, but she hadn't felt like flying. Only a couple of ponies had recognized her in the streets. She gave the few who did respectful nods as she passed them. Her parents' house was less decorated than it would have been usually.
No point in putting this off,
Twilight sighed and knocked on the door.
I'll get it,
she heard Cadence shout from the other side of the door. A couple of clicks of locks later, the door opened.
What can I do for... no... way... Twilight?
Hi, Cadence,
Twilight said softly.
May I come in? Cadence, dear, can you let whoever in? The house is getting cold.
Velvet shouted from out back as if to reinforce Twilight's request.
Yes, of course!
Cadence said as she smiled at the fellow Alicorn. Twilight stepped inside the house and took off her beret.
The others are here?
She asked as she pointed at the living room.
Yes, the spike is upstairs in your old room.
Cadence answered. Twilight nodded and walked into the living room.
Who was it, Katie?
Shining Armor asked from the kitchen. Twilight smiled at her brother's pet name for his mare friend and walked into the kitchen.
Me.
Three heads turned towards the entrance of the kitchen.
Twilight?
Shining said, not believing his eyes. Velvet walked up to Twilight without saying anything.
Hi, Mom.
She said, as she was tearing up badly. Velvet pulled her daughter into a hug.
I missed you so much, my little bookworm.
She cried. Nightlight, Shining, and Cadence also joined in on the hug. The group held on to each other until they heard someone walking down the stairs.
Is the food ready?
A little dragon asked as he walked into the living room and looked at the kitchen where Twilight was sitting, surrounded by her family. He froze as he saw the purple alicorn who just smiled at him.
We were just having a group hug, but it wouldn't be complete without you, Spike.
She told the small dragon, who rushed forward in a Twilight's hooves.
After the explosion, I was so afraid that you were just gone, like supervillains disintegrating in my comics.
Good thing I'm one of those heroes that survives everything then, right?
Twilight said with a grin, earning a laugh from the little dragon.
Yes, you are, Twilight.
Now I hear there was food being prepared, and I still have some time before I promise to bring you all back to the castle.
Twilight said with a grin. She got a playful tap on the back of her head from her mom.
What happened to your manners? A lot of things, but I'll tell you about them with the others.
Twilight said, as she placed Spike on her back and followed her parents into the kitchen. Momentarily, no care in the world. Scootaloo was walking alongside Octavia through the upper district of Canterlot. They were headed for the nightclub, the Prancing Pony, where Vinyl was supposed to have a gig that night. Scootaloo was fiddling with her dress suit. Despite the fact that she knew she had flawlessly put it on, she still felt uncomfortable wearing it.
You look fine, Scootaloo.
Octavia tried to comfort her.
Great, actually. Better dressed than my audience usually is.
Scootaloo sighed at her mom.
It's not that, I just don't like being this unprotected. I practically lived inside that armor for months, I just feel naked. Which I know is ironic since most of us usually don't wear clothes.
She laughed as she realized how ridiculous she was being.
I picked up some stupid habits, didn't I?
Octavia laughed with her daughter.
I'm sure they were useful to you at some point. Yeah, they were.
Scootaloo answered.
More times than I could count, probably.
They arrived at the nightclub where Vinyl was supposed to be playing. There was a large row of ponies waiting to be let in front of the flashy building. There was also a VIP entrance next to it, and at the entrance there were two muscly-looking stallions.
We're not waiting that long just to go see Vinyl.
Scootaloo stated, and walked in the VIP entrance towards the two stallions.
Scootaloo, come back! Those two aren't gonna let us in!
Octavia shouted at the filly, which drew a couple of stares from the row of ponies.
I'd like to see them try to stop me!
She shouted back, before turning to the two stallions who had moved to block the filly's path.
Are you even old enough to enter, young lady?
One of them asked as he looked down on Scootaloo trying to intimidate her, but utterly failing.
I'm here to retrieve my big sister, Princess's orders.
She stated to the two stallions, laughing in her face.
Kid, it's long past bedtime for you. Buck off.
Scootaloo, dear, it's fine. We'll send...
Octavia tried to persuade Scootaloo, but the two stallions had already enraged the Pegasus far past the point of reason.
You two have exactly one chance to let me pass, otherwise I'm walking through the two of you.
Scootaloo stepped forward and one of the stallions stopped her in her tracks. The following event was too fast for most ponies in line to follow as Scootaloo threw a plethora of quick punches at pressure points on the stallion's body, who within seconds was on the ground crying in pain.
I just spent the last, 6 months? In what might just as well have been fucking Tartarus! And now you two think you can stop me from getting to my sister?!
She shouted at the door guard, who had fearfully retreated from the Pegasus.
Get out of my way,
she slowly said as the guard allowed her entry into the nightclub, Octavia following closely after, in shock as to what she had just witnessed. Inside the nightclub, Scootaloo could hear the distinct sound of Vinyl's wubs and moved into the club. There were two stories of tables and a large dance floor in the middle of the room with Vinyl at the back behind her mixing set.
Thank you for coming, everypony. DJ Ponty will be taking a break, but we'll be back by tonight,
an announcer shouted, as she could see Vinyl walking towards the VIP lounge where she was served a drink immediately after she sat down. Octavia took the lead this time in an attempt to prevent another accident.
Vinyl!
She shouted at her friend, who immediately looked up.
Tavi, what are you doing here? I was under the impression that you didn't like these clubs.
She smirked and waved the security stallions aside. Octavia stepped through closely, followed by Scootaloo, who still remained hidden behind Octavia's legs.
I was trying to find you, Scratch. There's someone here for you,
she said, and stepped aside, revealing Scootaloo. The DJ's glasses fell down onto her muzzle, revealing Vinyl's red eyes.
Holy Celestia, where have you been?
She said, baffled, as she pulled in the filly for a hug.
I'll tell you at the castle. The princesses also want to hear it. Dang, Scoots. Guess I'll pack up quickly. Can't keep the princesses waiting,
Vinyl said, as she quickly retrieved her gear and turned to one of the stallion guards.
Hey, can you tell the manager I had to leave? I'll come back tomorrow, and we'll work out a deal where I play two full nights for free.
The stallion nodded and walked off.
Great. Now, let's go,
Vinyl said, as she walked to the exit of the club but was stopped as the manager came rushing forward.
Ma'am, we had a contract. You can't just leave.
Actually, we can. I'm retrieving her on Princess's orders. You can take the deal with the two free gigs, or get nothing. Your choice,
Scootaloo said as she walked past the mayor.
Now please don't bother us further. We're on a schedule.
The manager didn't stop the group as they walked by outside, where the stallion who Scootaloo had floored was back on his hooves.
Hey, tough guy,
she shouted at him, making him flinch.
Next time, don't try to stop me.
He quickly shook his head as he let the three mares pass.
What's up with him?
Vinyl asked, as she looked back at the nervous guard.
I kicked his butt,
Scootaloo answered, without looking at the stallion.
Wait, you're telling me that you actually took down that guy?
The white unicorn said, not believing what she just heard.
Yes.
Both Octavia and Scootaloo answered simultaneously.
You've got to tell me about this!
Vinyl nearly shouted in excitement. Scootaloo just chuckled.
You'll hear all about it when we get back to the palace. Me and Twilight have a lot to tell everyone. I'll keep you to that, little sis,
Vinyl said, ruffling Scootaloo's mane as they made their way back up to the princesses. It was a good thing that she wasn't wearing armor or had a gun, or else she would have shot him. Probably not, but that would have turned out bad. Anywho, let's get on to our responsible donators. Top donators are 630, TacoCat598, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Mordred, Omicron, Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Riot Soul, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GJF, and many more legendary people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.